Hello, and welcome to my presentation about open source firmware status on AMD platforms 2022 on open source firmware BMC and bootloader DevRoom on 2022. My name is Michał Żygowski, and I'm a firmware engineer at FreeMDAP. I'm mainly interested in open source firmware, advanced hardware, and firmware security features. I maintain Braswell SoC, PC engines, and Protectly platforms in Core Boot. I'm also Open Power System Software Technical Workgroup Chair. I am nearly 4 years in the open source firmware ecosystem. Who we are exactly? FreeMDAP is a Core Boot licensed service provider since 2016 and UEFI adopter since 2018. We also are Yocto participants and embedded Linux experts since 2019. We, of course, provide official consultancy services for Linux Foundation FWP DLVFS project since 2020. We are also IBM Open Power Foundation members since 2020. A few definitions that I will use across this presentation. EGISA, which stands for AMD Generic Encapsulated Software Architecture, pronounces somewhat like PISA, EGISA. It is a processor initialization code supplied by AMD to BIOS vendors. You can easily call it an FSP equivalent, but for AMD. However, it requires NDA and sometimes special relations to get your hands on it. Well, despite it being compliant with UEFI interface, it does not support open source toolchains like GC or LLVM. If you want to know more about EGISA history, please refer to our presentation from Fall 2020, where I talk a little bit more about its evolution. AMD Security Processor, commonly referred to as PSP, so Platform Security Processors, it is an AMD equivalent to Intel Management Engine. It's also a coprocessor, but it lives on the CPU instead of the chipset, and it is performing similar operations to the Intel. Some security, cryptography, CPU bring up as well, and stuff. There are also a lot of processor code names and architecture names, which may be found on Wikipedia and cpuword.com. And I will go briefly through the ones that will be mentioned during the presentation. We have a few of the names, like microarchitecture names and core architecture names. For example, Puma is a Step Eagle core architecture. Embedded SoCs, which are, for example, are on PC Engine's APU 2. Bulldozer and PyDriver are, for example, server processors based on Intel Lagos or Abu Dhabi core architecture, which are used, for example, on KGP D16. PyDriver is also a microarchitecture name for Trinity Core architecture processors, which are mobile APUs, which are, for example, used for Lenovo G505S. And we have all the modern Zen microarchitectures called Picasso and Cezanne. These are Zen Plus and Zen 3 core architectures with Ryzen 3000 and 5000 series. Cezanne is pretty new in Core Boot, and recently we have also may find Sabrina processors, which are being added in Core Boot. However, there's not much information about them yet. All we know that it is family 17H models, which vary from AO hex to AF hex. So a short recap from Masture about the new platform support in Core Boot. There were two microarchitectures being added by AMD. It is Casso and Cezanne. These are the mobile processors that are used on the Google Chromebooks. Picasso was already pretty much complete last year and in 2021. And now we have almost complete AMD Cezanne support, which initial patches were issued last year. There was also the AMD Majunculo reference board support added. And everything took a little bit lot of time because of the groundbreaking changes to the architecture. I am specifically referring to the RAM training, which is done by the AMD PSP now, and the cores, which actually leave out the reset with the RAM already available. So today's status is that the Picasso and